Maimah Chazal about the Osa Gedem Chochmasa and so on. I wanted to speak a little bit, obviously, and again, on the Yom of Yom Kippur. I wanted to sort of take on this Chazal from a different angle. The famous Yerushalmi, it says, Sholo Lechoch Mochaytim Ayin Shoy. So, Omer Chatoyim Tirdevra. Sholo Nevua Chaytim Ayin Shoy. Omer Nefshach Tasi Thomas. Sholo Teira. Omer Yovi Ashim. Yiskape, Sholo Kodesh Baruch Hu Chaytim Ayin Shoy. Omer Yasi Tshu Yiskape. Aber ich sieh, Toi Biyosh Hashem Yere Chatoyim Bederech. So, Chazal, when they speak about the Inyan of Chet, so they go with Chachma, Nevuah, Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mashmos is Ki'ilu, there's a progression here, going from Chachma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, first of all, in the difference between Chachma and Nevuah, both of us sound pretty much the same. He says Chatoim Tirdev Ra, and they said HaNefesh Chotah Si Tomus. Heart to the head, the difference. Both of them means dying. Shol Teira, Teira said Yiskape, Yashin Yiskape, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yatsi Shuv Yiskape. So, I want to understand this, a little bit the progression. It's hard to see just that Chazal picked four things, and you know, each one is doing its own thing, and then there's some mahalach here where we're going from less ability to makapa and a stronger ability to makapa. Also, the what's the yisoid here? Why is it, or what's the direction that you get more kapara? What's the tzadashav? Why, when you go to Taira and even Nebu, I think Nebu and Taira and Kadosh Baruch Hu, you get more and more kapara. So I want to understand the shayrish of this maima here and the understanding of what is kapit tshuva and so on. When I tell you that something is bad, I tell you that this is something which is not good for you. So there are two broad mahalchim, what that means. One is, I'm describing a metzias for you. I'm telling you that eating this substance is poisonous and you're going to suffer its consequence. It traveling over this piece of ground is dangerous, it's quicksand or whatever it is. So my words are describing a metzias for you. Or fakert, that I'm being kaveh, I'm a policeman, I'm a king, I'm a government, I'm telling you that this is the boundary, anyone caught trespassing will be killed or whatever it is. So we have two ifanim of looking, of being kaveh ra in inyanim. The chachma deals with those things that have an internal mechanism, period. Lamashal, all of Mishlei is a safe of chachma. It's another angle. Instead of saying, Koyim Hashem, this, 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 it sort of is an angle of showing how Ra is inherently not good for you. It is a true mahalach in the Priya. The things that are bad, the we mentioned last time, I think, was Emrechaya, Arashay, Leyokim, Stivar, Taira, says, if a person says on Taira that, you know, it could have been different, but you're not allowed to do it. It's good for you, but my HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do it. That's bad. You have to be Mekayim, the term means you have to see it as a metzius, as something which is a, you know, it's bad for you. So that mahalach certainly exists in the Bria. And everything that's bad is bad. And that's why it says in Chazal, and that's why Reb Chaim Blazin explains it, that a person says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a fatru, and you fatru ma'ohi, he says, because the bad that a Kadosh Baruch Hu said is also bad. L'mashal, we have Jocher Darchei Noyam, means that the derech of mitzvahs in the Torah is a pleasant derech, and therefore we can't have any mitzvahs that are inherently done in oifen that's not pleasant. That's the derech of mitzvahs. So Jocher Darchei Noyam means mitzvahs are be'etzem good, and bad is bad because it's be'etzem bad. It is bad within itself. So the Shaloh Chachma Chayti my Einshe Amachatrim Tirdeif Ra means that their own Ra pursues them, and the Ra consumes them. The Maral says of the Siva Tshuva, when he speaks about this, he says Kachetu Chisar Ba'olam Ve'id Ra Shinim Chisar Ba'olam. So the Ra itself destroys the person, because by definition Ra is anti-metzius. So the Marshal, since Ra is that which was not created by Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to exist, it is that which is created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't. It's like the Maral calls many times headers or things like that. It's be'etzim things that are of the world of non-existence and so on, and be'etzim they have no makom metzias, and that's that Ra. The inyanim of now when it says that the shalom nevuah, and nevuah said that he Thomas means, the Maral says, it's a gzeira. In other words, the first you say is that the Ra comes from a place outside of itself. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was gzeira on it. So it's true that there's misa there, but I'm already going from the step of being something that's inherent to something that was nigzer, like a government made a decree and so on. Torah is the bridge between the decree and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Torah is just like in Yanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizah. He's going to pichach masa yisbarak. So the gzeira over here is al pi a certain mahalach. Once something comes up here a certain mahalach, bal kerchach there's going to be a yisayit of tikkun in that mahalach. L'mashal, if I'm in a position to make gzeiras, I run a school, and I say, okay, today everybody's going to have to run 3 miles. So that's a gzeira. And if you don't do it, there's going to be consequences. You won't be able to do X, Y, or Z. So at that level, I know that it's nigzer, and I know it's consequences. If I understand, if I have a hand in the mahalach, why? I want everybody to run 3 miles today so that they should be very tired by the time the night comes. I want everybody to run 3 miles today because I want everybody to be more fit or whatever it is, so I can come along and offer an alternative. And I can say, you know what? Instead of running, I do something else. Because when I understand the mechanism that's been doing this, I can do alternative, and so on and so forth. If I go to the geyser himself, then since the sheirish is his rotzen, then with the same, by the same token that he wanted this, he could not want it. He could be meichelbi, because he's the baal hakzera. So then I can get mechila straight out. There's a drush as a rat. He speaks about why is it that what's the pshat by when Moshe Rabbeinu won Kol Yisrael, that there's a malach, I'm going to send the malach with you, and he'll go Yisrael b'sheichem, and so on. So the Rosh Hashanah speaks about the quote unquote milus and chesroinus of having a malach in Ashkocha instead of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that, let's give a mashal. Let's say I tell somebody, I'm the king, and I tell them to do something, and the person doesn't do it, or he drags his feet. He's a mered b'malchus, and achas das l'homis. I mean, that's the mahalach. If I send a shliach, it's not mamish the melach, and it's not so difficulty, and it's not such a pegiyah. On the other hand, if you do it wrong, the shliach has to do the punishment. He has no choice. The mashaleach can be mefater also. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe was the anhaga would now be switching to anhaga of a malach that carries in itself a maila. In other words, Klal Yisrael will not be Klal Yisrael will not be so open to such sharp punishment, because if the Meir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Merida in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabiyachol, on the other hand, if the Meir in the Shliach, it's bad, but it's not as bad as the Meir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the reason why you would send a Malach instead of Kabiyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, if you married HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Chumra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis to be Mevatah. Since he's the Sheirish of it, he can say, you know what, I'll offer some clemency, I'll override the punishment, whatever it is. On the other hand, the people, the Shliach doesn't have that luxury. And he can't be Mevatah. And that's, he has no way in which he could, in which he could tell them, you know what, forget about it. He's a shliach, has to do what he has to do. So in other words, the closer you get to the shoresh, the more you are going to, able to find drachim of mechila, etc., etc. The hair of chachma versus yira is that same the hair. Chachma within itself, in as much as it's a enclosed system, doesn't allow for any kapara. Kapara and tshuva is always going to be something outside of the system. And therefore, anytime you deher nyan mitzad chachma, it's safely batal. Same cycle as kain. Just like if a person is an acrobat and he walks on thin wires for a living, the tolerance for a mistake is zero. If he had 10,000 successful performances and one unsuccessful performance, that would be his last performance, and that's gone, because there's no place for tolerance. It's a metzias, and that's all there is to it. If a person has a balabas, a very tough balabas, who demands 100% excellence, there's still a mockum to say, well, 10,000 times I did it exactly, said it, this one time not, maybe be overrided. The it's two worlds in terms of the ability of Tahara. Tahara means Tahara in the sense of Bimitar from Hatayim. Tahara always means that something is going to override the Averis. That's only if it comes from a deeper Sherish. So Yira means that the Sherish of Hatayim come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Sherish of Chet is because a Kaddish Baruch Hu has declared it so. But it means that since he declared it so, it's possible to override it. So the process of in the Yerushalmi of going from the Karav to Rachik works. Chachma means that the thing is completely menutik from the person that put it there. Nevuah means that I see the Gzeira, but I don't see the Sheresh Gzeira. Chachma means I see the Mahalach of the Gzeira to us. In other words, not only I see the Gzeira, but I see the string that attaches it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYachol, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYachol himself. The deeper I go, the further I go along that path, the more there's a makom of kapara, there's a makom chalais of tshuva and kapara. The Inyan of Kippur, it says, is lifnei Hashem titaru. To the Rakiva Sheikh of Yisrael, mi metayeschem, the lifnei mi atem metayim. So the point is, the only way that it's possible to have a mahalach of kapara is, or let's put it this way, if you had the averis and the mitzvahs in terms of kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, then you have a mokum and a sheresh for kapara. A getter of a pesha as a pesha hitte. If you deher it within itself, there's no real mokum for chalais of it. Lifnei Hashem is a dimension in the world of averis that it tells me where it's mischabe to. Shuva Elai, and all the psukim of Shuva Hashem, it's not the pshat just describing the matter before I was an evaver, now not an evaver. It's the herring, the musig of chet and shuva in terms of lifnei Hashem, not lifnei Hashem. I'm taifited by the sheresh. That's why there's the inyan of Yom Kippur, along with the avodas of the biduyim and so on, there's a whole series of inyanim that we have a close a sense of a Kaddish Baruch in a way we never have it before. The Kohen Gadol goes in lifnai lifnim. We say Shema Yisrael and then we say Baruch Shem Kodem Chusay out loud because there's no mistaking that we say this two separate Rishuyas. There's a deher of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in a way that's not there always. So the Pasha Pshat, the way it's normally understood is that it is it's a result. Once I'm escaping, I'm Torah Kaddish, then I become closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu. But that's not true. We hold Sofer Yemes Mischapa, and the Avodas that are Yom Kippur are all Avodas of a whole day. They're not Sofer Yom Kippur Avodas. I mean, they're all Avodas leading up to Sofer Yom, and all the Inyanim are there before. Bal Korchach, that the Knis Lefnai Lefnim, it's not the result of Yom Kippur that I can go in Lefnai Lefnim. It's the Guf Avodah of Yom Kippur is that since it's a day of Kapara Tahara, and since Kapara Torah Tahara is only shaykh to the Lifnei Hashem, then I have to go to Mischabe to Lifnei Hashem on Yom Kippur. So the Kapara and the Yonim are totally in the Lifnei Hashem. Let's the Herod, I guess, in terms of a person's avoda. If a person does an Aveira, and there's any teher in the Aveira, a nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzibui, if I don't teher it fully as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then in as much as that's true, there's no makom, there's not really a makom for kapara. The only way there's a makom for kapara is when I teher a certain lechol kvaydai mitzad the metzias, the world of chet and mitzvah. It means both sides are true. If a person does a mitzvah, like by Shaul, when Shmuel, we told him that Shmoya is Toiv Mizevak. You know, when a mitzvah became a mitzvah with Nei Atzmoy, it lost its chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was a nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same way the melech was misnatik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the midah of malchus, the midah of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a melech is supposed to be the final beat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since what he did was a chatas kesem meri, he was benatik the world of mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, no, I have a different tam, and I can bring better korban. So he was, his metzias was nicker from Hashem. It's true on the one hand, on Yom Kippur, you need to deher a much sharper chisorin and pgam in the chatoyim. Person needs to deher that every chet was pegea in HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol. Let's give an example just to flesh out a bit more. Let's say a person gives his child chores. He says, okay, I want you to take out the garbage cans on Tuesday morning, and I want you to pick up stuff at the store here, and so on and so forth. Now, I told my son to do it. My son also deheres it as some of the obligations that are on him. I have chores to do, I have to study for the test, I have to take out the garbage cans, I have to do this or do that. That's how a child has it. In terms of the sharpness of the Aveira, so as long as a child has, well, what did I accomplish, what didn't I accomplish? I had 10 chores to do, I did 7 out of 10, it's not bad, and I could use a little bit more chizuk, but that's fine. But when I think of it in terms of, my father has me for it, my father needs it, he doesn't have time to do it, and if I don't do it, he has to do it, it doesn't get done, and there's consequences, etc., etc. So the pagia is a much more powerful pagia. I didn't do the chore, but it hurt my father. It was being done for my father, by my father, and not doing it is a pagam boy. On the other hand, it also means on the test that I got a 70, I can apologize to my teacher from today till tomorrow, I still have a 70 on the test. He's not a bailam on it, and 70% of the material is what I know. But if I apologize to my father and I say, you know, I know that it was very, very difficult for you, very uncomfortable for you, and so on and so forth. But, you know, whatever it was, I forgot, it was hard, whatever it is, it's bar shlicha, it's bar kapara. The Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Miyata Matarim, it's a chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us in close enough that we can deher it in terms of him. Because normally all year round, we have the pasuk, you know, we have, you know, if you did good, you didn't do good for him, and you know, matitim loy, and if you're chayte, you're not chayte HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. that's a normal mahalach. The fact that we have a mahalach where we can inherit things in terms of Kodesh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, it's something which is a much more frightening understanding of the world of mitzvahs and avos and the consequence. On the other hand, it's the only tikva of tshuva. Because the only way it's shayach, slicha, kapara, mechila, really, is if it's the etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not the guf adav itself. The guf adav is just a kli to be mevate. So Elamash, if I didn't buy somebody chalas for Shabbos, I was supposed to bring chalas, and then no chalas there, I mean, no amount of words can substitute for the chalas. Finished. But if the person asks for flowers, he's the bar hach to be meichel, say, you know what, your company and your wishes and your apologies are as good to me as flowers. So the litnesh miyate b'tayim et ha'eschem is haino hach. On the one hand, there's a tremendous accountability, a sharpness of accountability that is kaviyoch lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the flip side of it is that it is bar tshuva and bar kapara. So to go back to the Maim, in other words, if the year is kaidim lechachmasai, the chachm is miskayemis, because the chachm always has a sheirish where to be yainik from, and even if there's a kilkel, so if it's not the pshat, if it's not the pshat that I have, that it's a metzias, that if I jump off the rope, I die, but it's rather a very demanding boss, it's possible there's a makom tikkun, and it's mechayim in some ways more. It is mechayim more, but it's like this kind. It's shayach to have kiyum in a world where there's tshuva. Okay, any questions?
Just in the nakuda of chokhmah, like mishlei, that's mitzad the guf hadavar. There's a tefisa mitzad the davar atzmai. Is that the kind of tefisa that a person is supposed to live with the rest of the year? That this tefisa of
being lifnei Hashem. It is a proper kavana. It is like we said in the Rebbe Nechai, you know, Baruch Hashem Chatzir Terzais, that it's a person needs to know the man. I mean, the thrust of mitzvahs and averis are the mayit avloch, the erech yamecha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to a person, and he gave us mitzvahs and chukim that are derech hachayim, and that they give us chiyus, the morale. And one of his terutz in Wayel Habana Majatari says, because it's be'etzim, it's locked in. This is chay olam nata b'secheinu. We have it within us. Kadosh Baruch Hu locked it into us.
Mm-hmm.
But so it is supposed to be a normal mahalach and kalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atzeh nivatzeh. Yom Kippur is a special oimik.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we gemar simet teiva?